Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. It's fair to say the state is in the thick of fire season now. 12 major wildfires are burning in California, and while firefighters prioritize protecting people and homes over simple acreage in determining where to send resources, many of these fires are high priority. For example, the Bowles Fire up in Siskiyou County is just 350 acres, but it's destroyed or damaged more than 100 structures and forced the evacuation of three towns, Weed, Carrick, and Lake Shastina. In Orange County, investigators report the Silverado Fire, engaging more than 1,000 firefighters at its height over the weekend, was accidentally ignited by the sun reflecting off metal sheeting around a vegetable garden. Officials are urging everybody to reassess situations and activities that invite trouble, given the high temperatures, strong winds, and extreme drought. Later today in Sacramento, Governor Jerry Brown is expected to sign a historic package of bills, setting the stage for state regulation of groundwater use if local agencies don't do it first. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer recently sat down with the California Report to talk about what's in the legislation.
Groundwater is really our underground reservoir in California. You know, and in a drought year, it's up to 60% of our water supply. But unlike water coming from reservoirs and rivers, it's largely unregulated. You can put in a water well, and you can basically pump as much as you want to. And so what these bills would do is they would designate local agencies that would have to write sustainable groundwater plans in the next 5 to 7 years. And basically, this is for areas where the overpumping has been the worst. They have to figure out how to get it back in balance, and they get some powers to do it.
We have links to the full chat and Lauren Summer's extensive coverage online at californiareport.org. Skin lightening creams are perennially popular around the world, but many of the products contain mercury, which is toxic. In California, some women are having friends and relatives smuggle in stuff that wouldn't be legal here, as KPCC's Adrian Florido reports.
The first case presented in April. A 20-month-old girl was hospitalized with high blood pressure. She was irritable and refused to walk. Tests revealed mercury poisoning.
And that's when we went to the household to try to investigate.
Dr. Helene Calvay is a health officer for Orange County.
We found high levels of contamination in the household, and it turned out that a household occupant was using this cream.
It was the girl's mother. Her skin lightening cream contained nearly 40,000 times the amount of mercury that the FDA allows in cosmetics. She had contaminated the bedding and her family's clothes, turning their home into a hazardous waste site. Calvay said the woman told investigators she'd gotten the cream from a friend.
That friend had given it to other people, and so that's how we found. Most of them knew each other, and some of it was word of mouth, like, hey, your skin is really beautiful. What are you using? Oh, I'm using this cream. Why don't you try it?
In all, health officials found contamination in 6 homes, mostly in Santa Ana, potentially threatening 40 people. No one died, but several people did test positive for high levels of mercury. Investigators determined the lightening creams had come from Mexico. They appeared to be homemade in little jars with hand-printed labels. Mercury is used in skin lightening creams because it inhibits the production of the skin pigment melanin. Since 2010, the creams have popped up in immigrant communities across the state, including San Francisco, Alameda, and LA counties. Mexican immigrants sometimes call the creams clandestinas, clandestine products that cross the border in people's suitcases and get passed through the community by word of mouth.
So it's not your typical commercial chain.
Lori Copan is with the California Department of Public Health. While the products aren't always dangerous, when they are, she says health officials have a tough job. She says usually when the state learns an unsafe product is being imported, it can embargo it to try to cut off the flow.
If we're able to identify a manufacturer or distributor, but because this is really person to person, we're not able to do that.
That's a big part of why officials still haven't tracked down the source of the creams or figured out how much is out there. Copan thinks there's a lot.
We believe we're looking at the tip of the iceberg.
To combat the problem, health officials have focused on outreach. The state issued a health alert, and Orange County sent notices to doctors to be on the lookout for symptoms of mercury poisoning, which can include nerve, brain, and kidney damage. In May, officials from the state and the Environmental Protection Agency trained county workers on how to detect and clean up mercury-contaminated homes, and officials conducted interviews on Spanish news programs, warning people about the creams.
En la televisión, mire.
Nora Pacheco says that's how she learned about the creams. Her daughter owns a shop in L.A.'s MacArthur Park neighborhood. Its shelves are lined with ointments, herbs, and tree barks from Latin America mostly for pain and use in spiritual ceremonies. The store is named Botanica Oaxaca, after the Mexican state that's home to an indigenous, darker-skinned population. Women do come in and ask if I sell lightning cream, Pacheco says. But I say no, I don't carry that. So they keep asking around. In fact, Pacheco says her own niece talks about lightening her skin. She thinks she's ugly because she has dark skin, Pacheco says. Personally, I'd never use them, she says. Those creams scare me. But state health officials recognize that for each person like Pacheco, there are others for whom the allure of lighter skin could lead them to a dangerous product. For the California Report, I'm Adrian Florido in Los Angeles.
And finally today, I'm leaving the California Report as its daily host after more than 7 years in the hot seat. Why? I'm moving to KQED's San Jose Bureau to help cover one of the most exciting places on the planet. I'll continue to contribute to this show as a reporter, but I am going to miss the people I work with here every day, and I want to take a moment to call out a few for special notice. Danny Bringer, the engineer, is a personal and professional rock. It's not just that I want him at my back in a firefight. If he likes a story I've done, I know it's good. Guy Maserati is our producer, and with the passion, intelligence, and good humor he brings to this job, I predict here and now he's going to take over public radio in the next few years. One more name, Ingrid Becker, our senior producer. It's not just her editorial integrity I respect so profoundly. She's the rare kind of manager who never forgets her charges are human beings first. Finally, I want to thank you, the audience, and the newsmakers we chronicle on the California Report. The teachers, nurses, farmers, scientists, artists, advocates of all stripes, and yes, even politicians, the people who care about who we are and where we're going. It's been an honor serving all of you, and I thank you sincerely for your time and attention. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, September 16th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.